24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Vashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Vashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, author of the 12 Universal Laws of Success. I am your transformational speaker and trainer. We've written 8 books, had our books translated into many languages, but we are now engaged in transforming the lives of 10 million people, helping them be what they want to be, do what they want to do, and have whatever they want to have by attracting wealth, living their dreams, and realizing their purpose and destiny. If you want to attract health, wealth, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money into your life, you are in the right place. I would like to thank our listeners for making the Millionaire Mentorship Show the number one new program on the Vashani Radio Network with over 2 million listeners. With listeners like you, nothing is impossible. Keep up the good work. Keep on listening, sharing, and subscribing.
Topic for today on this day of independence is your own independence. You know, I had initially started with the topic, Free at Last, but I don't think that captured it. Your own independence. And as I really began to get into that topic, I began to see how important it is, and it is, it was, and it is, and it will be to each and every one of us in our personal lives. Now, independence, let's look at some of the words. Independence means free from control or influence. Free from control or influence. From a financial point of view, many years ago, when I had my second success in network marketing, I was attempting to establish what we meant by financial independence. You know, all of us who've been in marketing or sales or business in general, we always talk about the term financial independence. And at some point, I evolved to the point of saying that financial independence was having ample income without working. And so I came up with this definition for myself, and it was that financial independence was where the income from my investments or my business was sufficient to take care of me indefinitely, okay, at the level that I felt comfortable without any other addition or work required. So financial independence, that level of finance, or that level of financial accomplishment where you didn't have to work anymore, where you had total time freedom and pretty much other freedoms, and where the, as we say, the riddle of survival was solved once and for all, and where you had sufficient income to take care of you for the rest of your life and the lives of your children and your legacy. The other part that really wanted to focus on, it was declaration of independence. And a declaration means to assert explicitly, to state or say, to announce, okay, to proclaim formally. And so when we start putting it together, the Declaration of Independence is a statement, a formal statement of a desire to be free from the control or influence of someone or something else. The operative word here is declaration, is declare. In other words, you have to speak that declaration. You have to state that declaration. You will not achieve independence unless it is a desired and stated goal. We are professing our independence. Today is the day that we achieve, we realize that we commit to our own personal independence. Let me go for a moment to the Declaration of Independence. It reads like this, partially. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to this separation. And so in our personal declaration, we have to first be aware of our condition. We often say we have to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. Therefore, whatever our situation, wherever we are right now, we have to declare that new situation that we wish to create. We have to declare our independence from those things that impede us, those things that imprison us. Reading on in the Declaration, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute a new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. And so that is what it's all about today. Our own personal independence, that we have gotten to that point where we are, these truths are self-evident, that we have a right to be happy. We have, as they say, the pursuit of happiness, liberty. We have rights, we say, rights given to us by the Creator to be successful, to be happy, to be free. So whenever a government, and in this sense, a government is our own personal mindset, our own personal universe, our own personal frame of reference. Whenever that keeps us or is contrary to the things that we know are good for us, then it is our duty to abolish and to change it. and to create a new foundation, a new mindset, a new belief set that will foster the safety and happiness and success that we are pursuing. And so that's the context. We are now declaring our personal independence from those things which have imprisoned us, from those things which have kept us from achieving the goals that we desire. So, first principle, we must state our declaration. We must declare our independence. And this really means that we have to be honest with ourselves. When the Declaration of Independence goes on, the writers laid out or enumerated the charges against the king, the reasons that they were declaring themselves separate and apart, the reasons that they were going on this journey. One of the things about the Declaration of Independence, when you define or declare your own personal independence, there's a whole negative universe that works against you. Just as the English king came, I mean, literally the colonists gave their lives for freedom and for what they believed in. And in our own personal independence, we have to put it all on the line. We have to do it all the way. We have to be just as committed to ourselves and to our success as they were to freedom and to freeing themselves from the rule. But our declaration is against, you might say, internal things. Our declaration is with respect to our immediate world. And so knowing one of the first key foundations of our declaring our personal independence is to know without a doubt that we were created for joy, for success, for abundance. We were not created to suffer and be unhappy. If our present state has put us in an environment where we're suffering, where we're not happy, we're experiencing negative things, then it is our duty to declare our independence and our freedom from those things and to create a new world, to create a new mindset to take us where we want to be. So we have to lay out the foundation for the person that we want to be, the things that we want to accomplish, and literally enumerate specifically what they are. You know, these principles that we talk about, the spiritual universe in which we live, you know, someone once said that we are spiritual beings having a physical experience, that there are certain spiritual principles and laws that operate, and when we are in harmony with those laws and those principles, then we become magnetic, attracting into our life and experience all that we're seeking. We have to declare ourselves free. We have to declare, and the four things that I think are the key foundations to that independence that we are seeking, an independence on every level. The first, we have to declare ourselves free of negative emotions. You know, negative emotions are powerful. Emotions are invisible chains that can hold us captive, or they are emotional energy sources that can give us an uplifting power, give us that desire. Our emotions are the heart, are the furnace of our desire. And so if we are to be free, if we are to declare our own personal independence, we must declare ourselves free of negative emotions. In other words, free of the emotions of doubt. Many of us have experienced that, where we doubt ourselves, where we doubt our abilities, where we doubt our possibility for success in this endeavor, in our business, in our lives, in our jobs. This doubt undermines us because it means we don't believe in ourselves. We don't have faith in ourselves. And so that foundation that we are created to be happy, joy, and abundant, we have to keep pumping that into our consciousness so that we can overcome doubt. We have to declare ourselves free of insecurity. You know, as we begin to build our businesses, as we begin to pursue new jobs, as we begin to create any changes in our lives, that insecurity can paralyze us so that we get stopped in our tracks. I'm sure that many of us have experienced that in building your business, where that insecurity, that fear that people will reject us, that fear of rejection, that the fear of somebody saying no has like paralyzed us so that we can't make that extra call or go that extra mile. We must declare ourselves free of fear. You know, fear is false evidence appearing real. I think Montaigne once said that most of the things that I feared have never come to pass. We have to be free of fear, fear of rejection. You know, the great ones in our industry, the great ones in life are those people who persist and keep knocking on the door and keep calling on the lines until they get it.
This is a great time for a pause for the cause. We'll be right back after some important announcements. This is Dr. Herbert Harris. You know, it's graduation time again. From high school, college, trade schools, it's time to give the perfect gift, the gift that keeps on giving. Get an autographed copy of the 12 Universal Laws of Success for your loved ones. For only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, you not only get the 204-page book, but you also get over $100 in bonuses, including the workbook, audios, 12 affirmation poster, and much more. Go to www.12, that's the number 12, ULS.com. That's www.12ULS.com and get your perfect gift. You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. And now, back to our program. Your own independence.
The first key to our personal independence is to declare ourselves free of negative emotions. Identify those negative emotions that imprison us, that are undermining our efforts, and declare ourselves free of them by creating new emotions, by changing doubt into faith, by changing insecurity into confidence, by changing fear into courage. The second thing that we must do to facilitate our personal independence is to declare ourselves free of negative thinking. Negative thinking, you know, the first law of success is a mind shall have whatsoever it thinks in its heart. A mind shall have whatever it thinks, the rational part in its heart, the emotional nature. And so those emotions begin to manifest that which we think. And so if we think thoughts of limitation, thoughts of negativity, thoughts of can't do, then our emotions manifest those thoughts. And so if we believe we can't, we can't. I think Henry Ford once said, if you believe you can or believe you can't, you're right. Whatever you believe in. So we must control our thinking so that we think positive thoughts. We think can do instead of I can't do. Things can be instead of I can't be. You know, some people I have in our industry, I have friends who I thought would be impressed by my success enough to join me in the endeavor. And they'll say, well, you know, you've been successful, man, you know, but I just can't do that. But I thought that my success would show them that somebody they knew, somebody they could touch, could do it. And so they at least have a guide to take them along the success journey. But it does not necessarily work like that. If a person has negative thinking, they'll always find a way to say, I can't do it. I can't be it. I can't have it. And then they'll justify Folks, as we are creating that new independence, we must declare ourselves free of negative thinking and replace every negative thought with a positive thought. I can do it. I am it. I can have it. I can accomplish it. Literally reprogram our minds through positive thoughts, through affirmations. I go forth with a winning attitude. Success is mine. I mean, we literally have to charge ourselves up to neutralize some of the negativity in the world. So that second key to our personal independence is to declare ourselves free of negative thinking and think only positive thoughts. Think only possibility thoughts. Think only thoughts of empowerment. The third key to financial independence is to declare ourselves free of bad habits. Our habits come upon us so gently, and they grab us so tightly that by the time we realize what has happened, we are captive. The habit of procrastination. You know, all of us have a dream, a burning desire to do it, and yet that negative habit of procrastination will let us put off today what should have been done last month or last year. Negative habits, like failure is a habit. There are some of us that get so accustomed to failure that we begin to expect failure. The law of expectations operates. It says, whatever you energize in your expectations, you realize in your emotional state. Whatever you visualize, you energize, and whatever you energize, you realize. We have to eliminate the bad habits in our lives. The habit of failure, the habit of accepting less than we can really do. You know, when we look at the great ones, those people who accomplished beyond our wildest expectations, they're the ones who never accepted mediocrity. They're the ones who always push themselves to be a little better. They're the ones who say that every day and every way I'm getting better and better. In building their businesses, they're the ones that, you know, I often think of Clinton Boyle. And when you think back on him in our industry, here's a young man that sold his motorcycle, his only possession, to come to an event. And he got there, he was so excited, he joined, and for 5 months he couldn't convince a soul to join him. That could be discouraging, but that is when that habit, you know, the habit of failure can grab you such that when success comes along, you'll be looking the other way. The habit of blaming others. Blame is interesting. That as long as you blame other people or other things, you'll never grow. You'll never become better. Blame is like accepting the outcome that you're experiencing and putting the cause of that outcome on someone else, which is totally negating the real cause, which is you and your thinking and your being. And so declare ourselves free of bad habits and replace them with positive habits. Habits of being on time, habits of getting there early, habits of planning our day each and every day the night before, habits of being a researcher so we know that the environment into which we are going, habits of being concerned about other people. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Habits of hanging in there until the job is done. You know, persistence is a habit. It's not how many times you stumble down, but it's the number of times you pick yourself up off the ground to keep moving on to your goals. That habit of quitting, that habit of procrastination, that habit of blaming others, all those habits must be that you must declare yourself free of them and replace them with good habits, with positive habits, with empowering habits. And then finally, and this is the big one, for our own independence, we must declare ourselves free of associations, of people who do not honor us. We must declare ourselves free from associations of people who do not empower us. We must declare ourselves free from associations with people who undermine us. You know, when two or more are gathered on one accord, There's a third mind that's created, a mastermind, an energy mind. As they say, I am. When two or more gather in one accord, I am among them. I am is the making power, that harmonic power that gives you effect in them. It extends your personal powers to a whole nother level. It's a harmonic power that attracts into your space those things that you need to be successful. And so your associations can define you. Your associations can undermine you. So we have to declare ourselves free from negative associations, from limiting associations, from people who do not honor or empower us. If there's anyone that we have to make an excuse for to continue our association with, that's the wrong person. We need to get out of that. In other words, if we are making excuses for other people who are in our space and a part of what we're attempting to do, that's a clear sign that those people don't need to be there. It may not be practical to just push them out the door, but it's important that you know that, because once your mindset changes, the vibrations will be set up for the universe to take care of it. One of the beauties of our business is we choose who we work with. I don't work with anybody I don't like. When you're working on somebody else's dream and somebody else's job, you may not have that luxury. But when you're working for yourself, when you're on your own business, you choose the people you want to work with. And so, folks, in conclusion, our today is our Independence Day. Today is the day that we declare our own positive, our own perfect, our own powerful independence, our own personal independence. Today is the day that we declare ourselves to think only positive thoughts. Today is the day that we fill our emotions with positive emotions of can-do, of self-confidence, of faith. Today is the day we empower our good habits, that we focus on the things that will help take us to the next level. And today is the day that we surround ourselves only with people who empower us, with people who honor us, and with people who uplift us. And so, your Independence Day is your day to feel great, to think great, to act great, and to surround yourselves with great people. Because when you can do that, then the best is always yet to come. Remember, we are where we are because of the decisions we make and the actions we take. Choose success. Choose wealth. Choose health. We each have the ability to create the lives we desire by changing our thoughts, our feelings, our habits, and our associations. Choose the life you desire in your thoughts. Feel the life you desire in your feelings. Cultivate the habits that support the life you desire, and surround yourself with people who love you, inspire you, lift you up, and help you create the life of your dreams, knowing that the best is yet to come.
Hey, Achievers. Dr. Herbert Harris here. Did you know that audiobooks are one of the most effective ways to learn about new ideas, new experiences, and new places to go? Audible, an Amazon company, is offering our listeners a free 30-day trial to get two free audiobooks to listen to whenever you want, in your car, in your home. Go to our website, www.herbertharris.com. Click on the Audible icon and get your free trial. That's www.herbertharris.com. Click on the Audible icon and get your free trial. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, and you are tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show on Bishani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. See you next week.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio and iHeart Radio.
On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BishaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.